Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Sally's Summer School by Kathy Johnson, California, USA. In 1977, I was seven and in the second grade in Sunnyvale, California. A few houses away on Bentlin Avenue was a girl named Sally. She was 17, and my 13-year-old brother had a crush on her. She was pretty with long, wavy blonde hair. She wore the coolest bell-bottom jeans on the block and was very tall, about 5 feet 3 inches. Remember, I was only about 4 feet tall at the time. Because I was young, I didn't notice many things that didn't affect me directly. I don't remember anything at all about her family or why she spent so much time with me, but I remember that Sally's house was always neat and that we usually played together in the garage. I wanted to hang around if Sally was there. She was just so neat. At first, I only knew her as one of my brother's friends. Then one day, she invited me over to play school, using some second-grade textbooks. Later, near the end of that school year, my school was selling old textbooks they no longer needed. Sally and I walked to my school, and she bought a large box of third-grade textbooks with her own money. She told me to come over every weekday that summer and taught me from those books. I had a blast that summer. Sally was so nice to me. One day, she even taught me how to make strawberry tarts in my toy oven. At least that's how I remember it. We put powdered sugar on top, and they were the best tarts I have ever eaten. I have tried to recreate them occasionally through the years, but the flavor is never quite right. Sally had a special touch. Then I started third grade. We stopped playing school in her garage. Our family moved away that year, in December. I was disappointed that I wouldn't be able to play school that summer to prepare for fourth grade. I never saw Sally again, but I never forgot her. I'm 33 now, and I've made many young friends since, always trying to emulate the things Sally taught me. A 14-year-old girl who lives on my street is like a younger sister to me. My neighbor's daughter visits and is the proud adopted auntie of my new baby girl. If not for Sally, I might have missed these wonderful friendships. I am now studying to earn a degree in liberal studies and become an elementary school teacher. I believe that's the career Sally was planning for. I wish I could let her know, even just a little, how much that summer meant to me. I think that not being able to thank Sally personally will always hurt a little, so I try to thank her in ways I can, spending time with my neighbor's children and trying to inspire them as I was inspired by Sally.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.